Hello and welcome. We're here at our final lecture on the criminal law, which relates to the common law felonies. Remember, a felony is the worst possible crime you can commit. A misdemeanor is less so, but it's still a crime. Remember, at common law, the delineation between the two was death for a felony, imprisonment for a misdemeanor. And the common law mentioned the current criminal law, as we discussed before, evolved from common law. That's one of the reasons why we talk about it, because today's modern statutes in the criminal law evolved from the common law. Felonies and misdemeanors were classifications of common law, which related to the seriousness of the crime. At common law, as we said, the penalty for a felony carried the possibility of death, of execution. They were the most serious of crimes. Misdemeanors, conversely, were less serious. They could result in shorter term imprisonment, still long terms. Frequently, the punishment was harsh at common law. But today's modern statutes, which were derived from these common law offenses, which are placed in the New York State penal law, were felonies and misdemeanors today. But remember, the difference between a felony and a misdemeanor today is the difference between a felony confers a punishment of more than a year in jail, a misdemeanor of less than a year in jail. Now, we still have a death penalty in New York State. It's been ruled as unconstitutional by our New York State Court of Appeals. It's still on the books. If you go to the penal law, you will see a death penalty. There was a provision in that statute that was passed in 1995 by the New York State Legislature and signed into law by the governor. But there's a provision of that death penalty statute that provided for two juries to be impaneled, one for the purpose of adjudicating the criminal conduct, was the person guilty of the offense, and secondly, whether you and deliver a punishment of the death penalty. And the Court of Appeals said that the procedural aspect of how those juries were impaneled, together with how that system all operated, was a violation of provisions of the New York State Constitution. So they struck down the death penalty. The state legislature could correct that criminal procedure aspect of the death penalty tomorrow if they chose to. They haven't since it was struck down in the late 1990s, but they could. And as I said, that death penalty is still on the books. It is only on the books for certain very high level crimes, such as murder of a police officer, or a prison guard, murder by terrorism, acts of such extreme importance and extreme violence that the state has deemed that you should lose your life for committing them as an ultimate deterrence and as an ultimate punishment. Again, that is not operating in New York State because it's been held as unconstitutional, but it's still on the books. If you look at many other states, they do have the death penalty, and the federal government has the death penalty for many crimes. Now, recognize that federal criminal offenses are much more limited, whereas our criminal offenses are of broad jurisdiction. They come from the common law. They are represented in the New York State penal law. Under federal law, federal criminal offenses are codified in the United States Code, and most of them relate to federal, what we call a federal nexus, which means they relate somehow to the federal government or its powers, such as an attack against a federal official. You know, you shoot the President of the United States, that is a And I'm not advocating for that at all. Please don't do that. That's not a good thing. If you commit a crime against a federal official, do something against a mailman, which is a bad thing too, all this stuff is, those crimes are prosecutable under federal law. Similarly, certain other things like terrorism, that's a federal crime. There's also a state crime of terrorism, but the federal government, because it operates our foreign policy, has crimes of terrorism, bank robbery, federal tax evasion, wire fraud, piracy, mail fraud, counterfeiting, because the federal government operates the currency. So if you counterfeit it, that's a federal crime, drug trafficking, treason, things like that. Most of those crimes relate to what happens when you cross state borders. That's when the federal authorities get involved. But the federal criminal jurisdiction is limited. The state jurisdiction is pretty much unlimited. The common law is where most of these crimes evolved from. The common law felonies were the worst of all the crimes. And that's what we're going to talk about today. To remember the common law felonies, which were these felonies? The felonies in common law were punishable by death. You didn't always get death. They could do something less than that, but it was frequently, if you were convicted of any of these crimes, you got the death penalty. And what are they? Remember them by the acronym Mr. and Mrs. Lamb. Mr. and Mrs. Lamb are those letters MRSLAMB, Mr. and Mrs. Lamb, are the common law felonies. What are they? Murder, rape, manslaughter, robbery, sodomy, larceny, arson, mayhem, and burglary. Those were the common law felonies. Now, today, all of these are crimes under the penal law, except for one. Sodomy has been merged into a sexual assault crime. It's not a separate crime in and of itself. It's been merged into the sexual assault crimes. As a result of that, all of these crimes are within the penal law, but they have slightly different definitions as time has gone on, and they still have similar backgrounds and similar evolutions on that. But let's talk about each one of them. Murder, rape, manslaughter, robbery, sodomy, larceny, arson, mayhem, and burglary. Mr. and Mrs. Lamb, they were all the criminal acts that constituted the common law felonies, which allowed you to get the death penalty if you were convicted of them. What are they? Murder. Murder at common law was a simple crime as far as its definition. It was the intentional killing of a human being. So if you killed a cow, it wasn't the same. You had to intentionally kill a human being with malice aforethought. That means you had to have plan it out. You had to know you were doing it. You had to have what we call a guilty mind. It's called mens rea under the law. You knew that you were going to do it, and you did it. Now, today, the definition of murder under New York State's penal law is a little bit broader than that. It says that a person is guilty of murder when, with the intent to cause the death of another person. That intent element is still there. Remember, under common law is the intentional killing of a human being with malice aforethought. Well, today it's the intent to cause the death of a human being. You had intent to kill them. They caused the death of such person or of a third person. That third person element was not there at common law. It is today. That was a different crime. We'll get to that in a moment. But today it is, you intend to kill a person and you kill that person or a third person that you didn't intend to kill, but you killed them. That's murder. And it has to be under circumstances evidencing a deprived indifference to human life, which means you don't care that you're killing a person. You're killing them. You want to kill them. You're doing it intentionally. You recklessly engage in conduct which creates a grave risk to another person and thereby causes the death. Whereas at common law, it was an intentional killing of a human being. You had to intentionally kill them. Under today's statute, even if you do it recklessly but don't care that you're going to kill them, that was not the common law standard, but today it is. A reckless intent with a depraved indifference. That means you don't care. You're going to do that conduct even if it kills people. Well, that is murder today. It wasn't under common law. You had to intend to kill the person, you had to kill them. Third is what we call felony murder. If I commit a felony, I break into a house, which isn't murder. I'm breaking into the house to steal stuff. And as a result of that, a person dies. That is considered murder. It's called felony murder. I'll give you an example. I break into a house. I'm a very nice burglar. I never want to hurt anybody. I don't carry a gun. All I want to do is steal their stuff. But as I break into the house, the person is actually there in a chair sleeping, and they wake up and they're so afraid for their life, they have a heart attack and they die. Now, I didn't kill that person. I didn't beat them over the head or shoot them with a gun. They died because they were afraid. But because of the fact that I broke into the house, that's felony murder. I will be convicted of murder under New York State law because I did that. So in New York State, they go beyond that concept. But remember, under New York State law, not every murder gets the death penalty. Indeed, we don't even have one anymore. Effectively, because of the fact it's been ruled as unconstitutional. So under common law, if you committed murder and were convicted of it, you got the death penalty. Today, under this circumstance, you'll get usually 25 years to life for being committed of either intentional murder or the murder of a third person when you kill the person, because you're intending to kill somebody else, or depraved indifference through recklessness, or felony murder. All those are murder under New York State law today. Rape. What is rape? Rape is not always what sociologists tell you it is, and it's always bad. At the end of the day, rape is, under New York State law, the engaging in sexual intercourse with another person by forcible compulsion. And as a result of that, you have to force that person under New York State law to be guilty of rape. That was also the common law definition, that if you engaged in sexual intercourse, all of us know what that means, it's not anything other than having intercourse to the extent that you could have a baby with it, that means that at the end of the day, you would be guilty of rape at common law, and rape was a capital offense. Today, New York state law has expanded the definition of rape. It is by forcible compulsion, which is the common law definition, or when a person is incapable of consent by reason of being either physically helpless, or they're less than 11 years old, or they're less than 13 years old and the actor is more than 18 years old. So there's an age component with this as well for rape in New York State. So if you cannot consent to that, then that is also rape in New York if you're less than 11 or less than 13 and more than 18. So less than 11 for anybody, but if you're more than 18, if they're less than 13. So this is rape, forcible compulsion, which was the common law standard, or by someone who's not able to consent. Now, manslaughter. Manslaughter, common law, was the unintentional killing of another human being with the intent to do them bodily or serious physical injury. So I didn't intend to kill you, but I intended to hurt you really bad, for example. That was manslaughter, okay? I lost my mind when I was killing you and I couldn't understand what I was, all the things around me. I had the ability to form intent. I intended to hurt you and I understood what I was doing, but I went just so far beyond what I intended and you died. But today under New York state law, with the intent to cause serious physical injury to another person, they cause the death of that person or of a third person. Or with the intent to cause the death of another person, they cause the death of such person or of a third person under circumstances which do not constitute murder because of extreme emotional disturbance. That's the circumstance where I go home, I find my wife in bed with another person, and I get so crazy that I shoot them both. Yes, that is not something where I planned it, so it's not murder, but it is taking a human life. Now, manslaughter, in addition to murder, a common law, was a felony and was punishable by death. Frequently, this is one where they would incarcerate you rather than execute the death penalty, depending on how bad the circumstances of the crime were. That being said, manslaughter today is a felony, and you get a long-term prison sentence for it as well in New York state law. Robbery. Robbery is forcible stealing. A person commits robbery when in the course of committing larceny, that's stealing, they use or threaten immediate use of physical force. So I don't just take your wallet. I'm not just a pickpocket, that's larceny. But I turn around and hold a gun to your head and say, give me your wallet. Or I beat you up and take your wallet. That is robbery, okay? And under New York state law, that is a felony. Under common law, that is a felony which would cause you to lose your life. Robbery was frequently punished by execution. Sodomy. Sodomy no longer is referred to in New York state law specifically. It's referred to under the penal law as sexual assault. Sodomy is very similar under common law to the definitions of rape, except for, unlike just sexual intercourse, which is a act by which you could create a baby, in sodomy, it was deviant sexual intercourse. So it was a sexual act where you did not perform the intercourse by means of the traditional penis to vagina. It was penis to anus or penis to mouth. That is sodomy under under common law. And sodomy, just like because it had a forcible compulsion attribute, was the same as rape. And as a result of that, you got the death penalty. Under New York state law, this crime still exists, but it exists as sexual assault instead of as sodomy. As a result of that, that is still a crime. They just classified it differently. There was a political lobby that said that we shouldn't differentiate that between that and rape because of the fact that rape had consequences between male and female interactions, whereas sodomy was male to male frequently. And as a result of that, a lot of people said, let's just reclassify it. And it was. Larceny. Larceny is stealing property. And it's stealing property without the forcible compulsion. You have an intent to deprive another of their property or to appropriate this property to yourself or to a third person. They wrongfully take or obtains or withholds that property from the owner. And larceny is taking, stealing property without the forcible compulsion. Now you can trick somebody into doing it. That's called larceny by trick or larceny by deceit on it. Where I turn around and say, can I borrow your car keys for a second? I want to look at and see if it has a computer chip in your car key because I'm looking to see if mine does. And I take your car keys and then take your car. Well, guess what? That's larceny by trick. If I pickpocket your wallet, if you're away from your desk and I steal your computer, those are all larceny. Larceny at common law was a felony and could be punished by death, but recognize that the fact that you could punish larceny by death didn't mean it was always punishable that way. Frequently, it depended on how you stole, how often you stole, and what was the value of what you stole. If you stole a loaf of bread, they generally wouldn't execute you, okay? If you stole the king's crown, you're in trouble. Okay, you could end up being executed. So at the end of the day, it depended on the value and how often you did it, whether or not you got executed. Larceny is still viewed as a felony. And today, the value of that which you steal depends on the grade of larceny. Larceny in the first degree, larceny in the second, so on and so forth, relates to the value of the item you steal. And the more valuable the item is, the longer you're going to get as a prison sentence. Arson. A person is guilty in arson at common law when they intentionally damaged a building by causing a fire, by setting it afire. Today's New York State version of arson expanded that. It can not only be a building, it can also be a motor vehicle. And it's not only a fire, but also an explosion. Either one of these, either a building or a motor vehicle or a explosion or a fire, all of that is an arson under New York state law. And just like larceny, there's degrees. Arson in the first, arson in the second, it goes all the way down. Depends on the value of the property, depends on what happens on it. Such explosion or fire is caused by an incendiary device. Such explosion is caused by an explosive. An incendiary device is something that sets something on fire. If it's propelled or thrown or placed inside or near the meeting or vehicle, then that's arson. And as a result of that, a person who commits arson, that's a felony. And the degrees of that felony depend on not only the value of it, but if somebody's hurt in it, all these circumstances determine the degree. At common law, arson was viewed as a horrible crime. It's still a horrible crime today, but it was viewed as even more horrible. And almost always somebody who was convicted of arson got the death penalty. Why? Because people were petrified of fire because it could spread, and fire was viewed as a horrendous act and basically what we would call today a terrorist act. And as a result of that, arson almost always got the death penalty. Today, it carries a very heavy, serious criminal penalty and can go up to 25 years. It is a very serious crime, depending on who gets hurt, injuries, and the value of the property. Mayhem. Mayhem was, and today it's first degree assault under present New York State law. But mayhem was not viewed at common law as an attack or a crime against the person. It was viewed as an attack against the state. It was viewed as an attack against the potential soldiers of the king's army. So at common law, mayhem was defined as the intentional disfigurement of any part of the male body, had to be a man, useful in time of war. So if I took a machete and cut off your arm, that's mayhem. If I took a machete and cut off your nose, that's not mayhem. Why? You could still breathe without a nose. If I took a stick and poked out your eye, that's mayhem. If I took a stick and poked out your tooth, it's not. Today, this is viewed as first degree assault, whereby you reparably hurt a portion of the human body, generally through either detachment or serious physical injury to the point where it can't be used again. And as a result of that, that's a very serious crime. At common law, because it was viewed as a crime against the king, because you're taking away any portion of the male body, a soldier's body, that could be useful in time of war, so I cut off your trigger finger, you were executed. Why? Because you were actually attacking the king by taking away one of his useful soldiers. Today, it still carries very serious criminal penalties. It's a very serious felony, categorized, we say, as first degree assault. Burglary. Burglary is when a person knowingly enters or remains unlawfully inside a dwelling with the intent to commit a crime thereof. At common law, it had an additional element, which it no longer has under New York State law. You had to do it at night. So merely breaking into a building to commit a crime at common law wasn't burglary if you didn't do it at night. Today, it doesn't matter when you do it. If you do it 3 in the morning, if you do it at 5 in the afternoon, it's all burglary. And remember, it doesn't just mean breaking in. It can be unlawfully remaining therein. So if you go into somebody's house and you're invited in for a party and hide in the closet and come out at 3 in the morning and steal their television, guess what? That's burglary. Yeah, you didn't break into the house, but you unlawfully remained inside. That's burglary. Well, that's the common law felonies. And remember, folks, they were all punishable by death. Felonies are serious crimes. They are serious crimes under the penal law today. And they were serious crimes then. We'll see you back here shortly to discuss our case. Thanks so much for listening.